dos manos. Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
On Sheffield Live, 3.2 FM.
Yeah. La frase de un adiós cuando vaya a partir será un momento triste y cruel y hará mi corazón sufrir la pena de la ausencia que es más triste que el morir. No sé cómo podrán mis labios pronunciar la frase de un adiós cuando vaya a partir. Será un momento triste y cruel que hará mi corazón sufrir la pena de la ausencia que es más triste que el morir. Dame un consuelo antes de partir, para sentirme tranquilo, dulce bien, mitigar el dolor que hace sufrir a mi alma que te adora delirante y fiel y que se siente lacerada del dolor por nuestra ausencia triste y cruel. Qué triste es el momento alejándome de ti. Consuelo antes de partir, al sentirme tranquilo, dulce bien, mitigar el dolor que hace sufrir a mi alma que te adora, delirante y fiel y que se siente lacerada del dolor por nuestra ausencia triste y cruel. Qué triste es el momento alejándome de ti. Dame un consuelo antes de partir, al sentirme tranquilo, dulce bien, mitigar el dolor que hace sufrir a mi alma que te adora, delirante y fiel y que se siente lacerada del dolor por nuestra ausencia triste y cruel. Qué triste es el momento alejándome de ti. Qué triste es el momento alejándome de ti. Qué triste es el momento alejándome de ti.
Okay, amigos, that was a little bit of folky stuff from Peru. Yeah, this is the show that shows you all different styles of music from Latin America. We don't just play salsa like everybody else does with the Latino shows, you know, and they stick to the same style all the time. Me, I try to be a bit more varied, you know, like a variety of different styles of music, so you can choose what you like, yeah. And that was a little bit of folky from Peru. As I was saying, thank you very much to all the marathon runners who did a good deed yesterday. And also, I want to wish my friend Javier Cruz, who's in hospital right now, recovering from a heart situation. You know, I know, brother, I've been there myself. I spent quite a lot of days there, weeks, in fact, after the heart operation. So I know what it feels like. You don't feel like having... I don't know if it's the same thing as I did. I did... they opened me in half. You know, my ribs were taken apart, you know, separated, because they had to get into this kind of artery. Anyway, So I was drugs everywhere, you know, and morphine, things up my nose, tubes in my arms. So when I got the people coming to visit me, you know, I couldn't make much sense, you know, because I was drugged up, you know. Some of them were saying, "Oh, I bet you're enjoying this now." No, I say, "Oh yeah, of course I am." Yeah, you know, and kind of like you know, I couldn't speak, I couldn't pronounce words, you know, properly. So anyway, the visitors, we were only allowed two visitors per time, you know. Too many is too much for the person who's recovering, you know. And being under drug with drugs and stuff, you know, you don't feel like socializing much, you know. All you just want to be left alone and hurry the healing and, you know, no pain, nothing, because your pain is constantly there. You know, when they open you in half, you know, they cut you in half, all the rib cage. And obviously that's gonna be quite a while, you know, before they can actually put the whole thing together. And I think that, when you know, like they use the kind of wires, you know, to put the ribs together again. So the healing process is horrible. It's really, really horrible. You cough like and pain all over. So anyway, my friend, I hope that Javier, my compadre, is not suffering as much as I did, you know, because it's a serious thing, you know. When it comes to health, you know, you have to think, you know, that I'll sacrifice anything, you know, in order to have good health. Mainly now, because when you're young, you know, you just do this, do that, you know, jump up and down, fall off bicycles, do all kind of stuff, you know. Not that right now children don't tend to play risky games like we did when we were younger. You know, we would fall down, you know, scratch the legs, sort of blood everywhere, go home, have a plaster put on, and then go back out again, you know, and play. Now, unfortunately, you know, kids are more delicate, you know. Oh, they fall down, boom, my God, hospital. They have to wait for hours in the hospital. They get put off. If they're allowed to go, well, they are allowed to go out. Now, whether it's up to them to want to go out, it's up to them. Now they got the PlayStation, they got the Game Boy, they got an extra 63 as a car. Well, all these computer games and stuff, you know, that they don't feel like going out, you know, socializing and playing and getting dirty, you know, like we used to do. You know, we used to do all that kind of stuff. Maybe that's why we're still surviving, you know, maybe why we lasted a longer time, you know. Everything was kind of like, oh, never mind. You know, you used to go to the park, you know, in that roundabout thing, you know, that goes round and round and round and round. My God, that was kamikaze game, you know. And you didn't want to stop, you know, you didn't want to carry on, you know, and then eventually you thought it was going too fast. You started crying, oh, please stop, stop, you know. And your friends, even more, the more you said stop, the harder they would go. So all those things, you know, I'm afraid they're all gone now, you know. And around the world, it's not just, you know, in Europe, you know. And I'm afraid that, you know, this is what it is. You know, we're growing a fragile youth, fragile young people. They're all fragile, you know. Now a kid, if you tell him off, you know, he might take you to court, you know, and sue you, you know, sue their parents. I read the other day, you know, about a woman who was going to sue her parents because they didn't consult her before they were giving birth to her, before she was born. How pathetic can you become in this life, in this present life right now? How pathetic that can be. I thought it was pathetic, like the kids suing their parents, taking the parents to court because they took the phone off him or the computer. Now they give him rights to complain against their own parents, you know. When you're parenting, you know, you should love your kids, you should love your children, you know, you're teaching them good things, you know. Obviously, when you get to teenage years, you know, you don't realize, you know, that your parents are helping you. You think they're against you. They think they hate you. And that's why you reply back, you know, I hate my parents, you know, I hate my parents, you know. No. Parents are doing their best to keep you going on in the right direction, you know, and that's what it is, you know. Now, if you don't like it, you know, you have to put up with it. You have to say, yeah, okay, well, you know, I was very lucky in a certain way because my father died when I was 2 years old. So I grew up with my mother, you know, and she was doing teacher training. She was studying to be a teacher. So she was moved from one city to another, you know, for the practice. You know, if somebody was on maternity leave, you know, they needed somebody to cover for that person. So my mother was sent there to this city, you know, for, I don't know, 1-2 months, you know. So I was with her. She would take me everywhere, right? So we used to live in better breakfast places, you know, for a couple of months while we were covering for somebody who was ill, somebody who was off work. So I didn't have much time to make friends, you know, I would make friends, obviously, there, but it wouldn't last long, you know, wouldn't like, oh, my friend, my life friend, you know, I wouldn't never say that because I never had one. I had friends at the time when I was there with my mother, while she was doing the covering there, the work. But then after that, we would move out, we'll go to another city, make some more friends, or else, and so on. And fortunately for me, she was at the same time that she was teaching the other students, you know, in the schools that she was sent to, she was teaching me as well. So she would put me in the class that she was teaching, you know, or in the school where she was teaching. I would be admitted to attend lessons there, you know. So that's what it was, you know. And I learned, you know, I lived with people in the shanty towns, you know, I went to school with them, I went to middle class, you know, rich, and so everywhere where she was sent, I was there with her. So I grew up in that kind of situation. That's why if you see me in the street, you know, or in the street, don't throw stones at me, please, they hurt. If you see me anywhere, I'm a very, I reckon I'm a very sociable person, you know. I'm very accepting, you know, very welcoming, you know, to my, you know, my friendship, because that's what it is, you know. I'm not scared to talk to people, you know. I did communication arts, which means like going out there, talking to strangers, you know, interviewing them. I went to Spain to do a program, you know, for college, you know, for the art college where I was studying. Then I went to Spain again with another project. It was called the Orbit Project. It was organized by the European Community. So it was an exchange, you know. So five of us from Sheffield went to Vitoria in the Basque country, and five of them came over here. So anyway, and they sent me ahead of the group. We had a cameraman, soundman, lineman, photography man, one man who was doing a documentary on us doing a documentary, you know. So I had to go out into the bars and places, you know, and interview the young people. It was supposed to be, the program was about AIDS, drugs, and alcoholism, you know. All these kind of things that were affecting in the 90s were affecting very, very strongly, you know, the European community. And we were supposed to do a documentary about that to advertise the need of help from the authorities, European authorities, you know, to actually organize something, some kind of help to guide young people up, you know, up the right path. So that was the whole thing, you know. So anyway, you know, this is the and during that time we had the chance to. Some of us went to Ireland. Some of them went to London. Moving around some European cities that were taking part in this project. So yeah, that's what it is, you know. So I thank everybody for taking part in these events, you know, that help the population, the community, because if the authorities are not there to help us, you know, we have to help ourselves, you know, and that's what it is. That's what it was in during the socialist government of Chile. Salvador Allende, which was democratically elected by the people because the people had enough of exploitation and high taxes, you know, low wages, you know, bad standard of living, you know, enough. So we were helping each other, you know. I was very young, though, but still taking part in these programs that the neighborhood committees would organize to help and support the government of Chile at the time, you know. And that is the thing that the right wing, you know, they're fascist, you know, they didn't like. Of course they didn't like it, because we were doing the job for free, voluntarily doing the job in our free time, you know. And also the pushing for higher wages, you know, more everything that that would help the people, that's the right wing were against. That's why there was a coup in Chile, and they took over. The military took over. They killed, you know, the opposition leaders. They executed a lot of people that were innocent or, I mean, guilty of what? Guilty of having freedom, having rights. You know, you cannot be guilty for that. So right now, the delinquents, you know, they have more rights, you know, than the actual victims. You know, I've seen that. I've seen programs about Latin America, about Europe, about everywhere in the world. The whole world is upside down, upside down. You know, instead of looking towards peace in the world, you know, we're looking towards war in the world because they're making money. I only found out about 3 days ago, only 3 days ago, maybe this week. Well, actually, it has been going on for quite a while. But the British government is allowing mercenaries, ex-army guys, you know, from the UK to go fight in Israel, you know, not with Israelis, so helping the Israelis against the Palestinians. What's that about, you know? Israel is one of the strongest armies in that region, you know, and you're helping them with money, with weapons, and now you're sending men there, you know? And that is, brothers and sisters, you know, that is what happens, you know, when you join the army, you know, when you join the army, you learn skills on how to kill, how to do this, how to do that, how to make war, how to camouflage yourself, how to do this, how to take apart, you know, a rifle and then put it together. You know what I mean? And then eventually there's no war, and there's nothing for you to practice what you've just learned. So you're looking forward to something like that, you know, it's like a war or something. Oh, there's a new weapon that we have to try. Yeah, we try, you know, shooting at, a target, you know, in the countryside, you know. But, you know, how would it be if you shot a human being with that? So there we go. We sell the weapons to these people who are at war with each other. You know, and on top of that, we send men there to teach them, you know, specialists, you know, to teach them how to use these weapons, how to, you know what I mean? It's so bad. This is terrible. And I'm really, 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 really sad about what this prime minister is allowing to happen. Very, very, it's a bad, bad, bad. I thought that all the governments were bad, you know, but this is bad. I mean, you can see on the news, you know, the destruction of that nation, Palestine, you know, the killing of children, the killing of adults, you know, the taking over their properties, you know. People from the United States immigrating to Israel to take over the Arabs, the Palestinian Arabs' properties. How sad is that? How sad is that? And Europe, where is Europe defending all that, the rights to the people, the rights to the children to survive? Where is it? Nowhere, because the money is more important. Exactly. You see people in the streets with flags, you know, and protesting and asking to stop the genocide, you know. But we're pushing all the time, you know. Now it's time to wake up. We've got a senile president in the United States right now who doesn't know what's going on. He just say that Israel has got the right to defend itself. And because of what the Hamas did in October, This thing didn't happen in October. Didn't start in October. It started many years ago. And how many prisoners, how many kids, how many people in Israeli jails there are. And they're asking for the release of this, otherwise they will carry on with the killing. Right? I don't know, man. I don't think the balance of justice is even, you know? I'm really sorry to go on about it, but I just had to express myself in how I feel. I feel very, very sad, you know, about the whole situation happening to Palestinian people. And I feel very deeply affected because we got friends and relatives in Chile who are from Palestine, you know, communities of Palestine. This is even a football team called Palestino. It has been there forever and ever, you know, from the history, from back history, you know, they immigrated from Palestine to Chile, you know. And the biggest community of Palestinians outside Palestine is in Chile. Believe you me, brothers and sisters. If you don't believe me, there we go. Google it, you know, and you will find out. Maybe now there's more countries, you know, taking on if they're allowed to leave. You see how pathetic, how sad, how cruel, how malicious this system, Zionist system is. They're pushing them to one side, and they don't allow them to go through anywhere. They're trapped. They're like animals, you know, treating them like animals. This is what one of their representatives in the government said. These Palestinians are animals. They're not human, you know. How can anybody say that? Anybody who thinks that God's chosen people, chosen for what? For killing, for genocide? If God actually did say that, he would be very disappointed, you know. He would be very, very disappointed, and he would do something about it. But he never said that. He never said the chosen people. Somebody just made it up, you know what I mean, just to make him feel important. Brothers and sisters, let's carry on with the music.
Thank you. esperanza siempre está en un barco que avanza, siempre está hacia la soledad.
cabeça, papo 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 cabeça. Você que anda na praia, puxa ferro todo dia, à noite vai pra folia e é chamado de mané. As meninas não te querem, seu caô é um desastre. Ora, deixe de lezeira, aprenda com Jambu Sabe.
Um nanico fedorento, enfezado e abusado, cabra seco, descarado, de cabelo melequento. Um nanico fedorento, enfezado e abusado, cabra seco, descarado, de cabelo melequento. Tinha papo cabeça, tipo filosofia, fenomenologia, tipo é o que é. Papo cabeça, tipo papo, papo cabeça, tipo filosofia.
Pegou Simone, Roberta, Valéria, Nancy, Paulette, Arlete, Carla, Marie, Cristina, Helena e Fanny. O papo aranha do cara, o cê, a náusea e o tédio, e o inferno são os outros, do mundo não há remédio.
Um nanico fedorento, enfezado e abusado, cabra seco, descarado, de cabelo melequento. Um nanico fedorento, enfezado e abusado, cabra seco, descarado, de cabelo melequento. Tinha papo cabeça, tipo filosofia, fenomenologia, tipo é o que é. Papo cabeça,
papo cabeça,
papo cabeça, papo cabeça,
papo cabeça,
papo cabeça,
papo cabeça,
papo cabeça,
papo cabeça,
papo cabeça, papo cabeça.
Você que anda na praia, puxa ferro todo dia, à noite vai pra folia e é chamado de mané. As meninas não te querem, seu caô é um desastre. Ora, deixe de lezeira, aprenda com Jambu Sabe.
Um nanico fedorento, enfezado e abusado, cabra seco, descarado, de cabelo melequento. Um nanico fedorento, enfezado e abusado, cabra seco, descarado, de cabelo melequento. Tinha papo cabeça, tipo filosofia, fenomenologia, tipo é o que é.
Que se baila suave sola. la cumbia cienaguera, que se baila suave zona,
y la bailan en mi tierra y la baila toda la zona.
La cumbia cienaguera, que se baila suave zona, la cumbia cienaguera, que se baila suave zona.
Oye el vallenato, loca.
Cha 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 número 7. Esto no es fácil. Clave. Un poquito para acá, mamá. Un poquito para allá. Un poquito para allá, mamá. Un poquito para acá. Un poquito para allá, mamá. Un poquito para acá. Pero no te me pierdas. Ponte en forma. Ponte ánimo. Vamos a hacer baile. Cha, cha, cha. Número 7. Cha, cha, cha. Cha, cha, cha. Cha, cha, cha.
Ponte en algo. Ponte en esto. Con mucho ánimo. Hey. Mueve eso. Con entusiasmo. Suelta todo. Como en la cama. Come on. Boogie, boogie, boogie. Bailando coco. Cachan, cha, cha, cha. Me vuelve loco. Ven, aliviate con mi swing.
Ponte en contenta.
Okay, amigos, we are coming to the end of the show, and I thank you very much for sticking around and listening to the beautiful music that I play for you. I hope that you're going to join me again next week. By the way, it's my birthday next Wednesday, 17th of April. Aries, yes, yes, I am an Aries, and I will be until the day I go. So 17th of April, my birthday, so Monday I will be reminding you. And if you want to send me a text, you know, saying happy birthday, man, or keep going, or go to hell, get lost, you know, it's 07944-031894. And yes, I'll be back with you guys again next Monday at 5 o'clock. Do not forget to tune in and enjoy the music that I play for you. Anyway, I'm going to say goodbye now until next week. And with the usual appeal is thank you very much and love one another and free Palestine.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.